Hello, it's Killen here, and I'm still at Teens on the Green. It's going very well, and I'm here with Tom from the Greens at Warrnambool. Now, would you be able to tell me what some of the things that are going on at the moment?
Okay, well, just keeping with the theme of Teens on the Green at the moment, it's important to make sure that we give young people all the opportunities we possibly can. And I mean, that's ensuring that they can get a decent education without piling on endless burdens of debt, making sure they have ways of getting around the town if they don't have a car, so that's a well-funded public transport system, and ensuring they can actually get support, particularly from Centrelink, if they are having difficulty getting a job, because there's massive unemployment issues here. But also if they get laid off or if the business goes under, we need to make sure they can actually afford to pay their rent. So the Greens really want to make sure that we can give young people a voice.
So with Warrnambool, what do you do for Warrnambool?
Okay, so I'm the secretary of the branch here in Warrnambool. So I like to just let people know that there are alternatives in politics and also keep them up to date with what's happening, which means I check the news every day, which can be quite depressing. Normally I only go 3 times a week because it's quite depressing checking the news every day. There's a lot of horrible things out there. But no, it's just letting people know that the Greens are a very active group of people out here in Warrnambool, and we have a vision that's a little bit different from the two major parties.
What are some of the problems that are facing, like, Warrnambool at the current time?
Well, that's it. Unemployment is a huge one, particularly amongst young people. And you often hear the Greens trumpet public transport, and that's incredibly important. But sometimes people think that we're anti-car, and we're not. I use my car to get around everywhere. We're always going to need cars. But instead of building more and more roads that we can't look after properly and seeing our current roads fade away, I'd prefer to see a bit of money directed towards actually fixing our roads instead of just throwing, you know, a couple of billion towards a freeway in Melbourne. But any issue that you can raise in Warrnambool, you can almost raise in any regional area, because funding always goes towards cities and central areas of different states. So it's about making sure that regional people get their fair crack of people's taxes.
All right. Well, thank you for this wonderful interview. I hope to hear from you sometime in the future, hopefully.
Undoubtedly. Keep your eye on the paper.
Oh, yeah.